Ike tani beizer Hashem is baruch. Kitzur shulchan aruch simik tzadiches. Hilchos yantos sifchav gimel. Kshoyse masa oifah b'yantav. When somebody is baking on yantav, also lasa by tzurim. I did tfus b'yad. One may not make any decoration or figures with a mold with hand. Lasa min isa eit tzurim. Koyfis ukadaima to make the dough into the shape of a bird or anything. The same halacha applies to any food that you're cutting and you want to cut them with a certain design, then the halacha is that it's asur. Or if you're putting cream or a different ingredient on top of a cake or a cookie, you should not be putting them on with a design. But if you're just cutting a cake or challah the way you always slice in a square or a triangle, but that's the way you always slice it, that it's mutter. You also, if you're baking challahs on yontif and you always braid your challahs, you're allowed to braid the challahs. And if you're making knedlach, matzah balls or fish balls, and you always make them in like a circle round, then it's mutter. One may not shmir on Yontav and Shabbos. However, as we've discussed in previous shurim, to shmir a piece of bread, for example, with margarine or cream cheese is permissible. One may not melt a wax candle to attach it somewhere into the candelabra, shemi marach, because by melting it, you may cause miruach. Vim hashefaris memelas b'chelev. If the candle holder is full of wax, and you need to get the wax out in order to put it in order, to put in another candle, the loch is, what you're allowed to do is, you should take a b'davashen, l'nkais b'davashen muksa, take a non-muksa utensil and scrape it out. Sif chavhei. The best, of course, is to avoid pouring hot water because, again, that hot water will melt the wax that's there. The other issue that one has to be concerned of, even if you're taking out the remnants of wax or wicks, you have to be careful that they're muksa and transport them in a way that does not violate Hilchas Muksa. Sif Chavhei, Asl Chavs Esh B'yantav, one may not extinguish a fire on Yontif, but Filalagrim Kibui, even just to cause something to get extinguished in Shabbat on Yontif is Asr. Lokein Asl Hamanei Adalik, one can't put a lit candle, B'makim Ruach Yachal L'Neshavabai, in a place where the wind could blow and lachbaisai cause it to go out. Even though when you're putting it in that place, the wind is not blowing, or you're not allowed to open a window or a door, facing a lit candle. There's a very big question that comes up regarding moving the trippers that are on a timer. If what you're trying to do is just continue the existing situation, if it's off, keep it off longer, or it's on to keep it on longer, that is permissible. But if you're going to change what's the current situation, that means it's on, and by moving this tripper, it's going to go off earlier, that there are those that are more lenient, but it seems the most paiskim are machmer. Certainly, whatever you're doing regarding the shaila, you should always try to do it klach yad, not in the normal fashion, the way these things are normally set up. Sivchavav mutal chasas eish bekli oibay femuchen. One could cover a fire with a keli or with ash. Vabishav shetefch ktsas aidei kisui. Even though there's a possibility that it may get somewhat extinguished, since it's not your intention to cause that she get extinguished, so. However, only if you need that for today. If you need it for tonight, which is already tomorrow, usher. The Laila, the night is already considered the next day. And this brings up the question about lowering the fire on a gas range. So certainly, if the heating that you have on your gas range is electricity, then you're not allowed to make it go up or go down. If it's, however, a gas fire, so if the Paiskim suggests that if you have another fire, you have a number of fires on your stove, and instead of making this fire lower, you take another fire and make it the right size without making it going lower, then it's mutter. But if your intention of not wanting to do that, because now you're going to have two fires on and it's going to cost more, then that's not a legitimate point. But again, you could lower it. Certainly, if you don't have another fire, you have room to lower it. And even if you don't have another fire, you should make sure that you really need to do so. And when you can be sure that you really need to do so, there's room to be lenient. Sif Chavzayin, Ein Magilin Ve'Ein Malablim Kalim Shenesru. One way, not kasher Kalim that became treif, or milchiks to fleishiks, but then tefillas Kalim Ein Le'el. Then adocha Kalim B'yotik Ma'b'Shabbos, the loch of washing utensils on Yontif is like on Shabbos. V'os ladichim Yontif Rishon Yontif Sheni. Nor may we wash dishes on the first day Yontif for the second day Yontif. Sif Chavtes, os lahasik de lechamim Sabayis. One may not put on fire in order to heat the house. Elam akar godl, unless it's very cold. Shemacholim the krashim, that the food in the house is getting frozen. V'rei tzarech nefesh, then it's tzarech nefesh. Avam ein akar godl, if it's not that cold, rak aydei, it only can be done through a nachri. But one of the points to remember here is that the halacha tells us that hakel choylem etzel tzina, that everybody's considered sick when it comes to cold, and therefore if it's very cold and you feel the need to warm up the home because it's just too cold, there is room for leniency. Sif Blamed, Mutl Cham Maim Lichetz Yodov, one may heat up water to wash up his hands, Avloi Kal Gufa, not to wash one's entire body. The Mishnah Berurah explains that in earlier times, washing an entire body was not considered Dovat Tzarech L'Shavu Chol Nefesh. It's not something that everybody needs to do. However, the halacha is that even though nowadays that, of course, has changed significantly, and nowadays people do use the entire body, wash themselves on a regular basis, shower, bath, still, the halacha remains that one should not take a bath, wash the entire body. Unless it's a shas tchak, then there's room for leniency, or if it's a young child, then there's room for leniency. Also, if the water was not specifically heated up on Yontif, it was there from before Yontif, there are paiskim that are lenient. However, it is the opinion of most paiskim not to allow showers or baths on Yontif. However, when we're talking about a baby, if he needs to be washed, we're not allowed to heat up the water for that purpose. I feel like they have kechavim. Which means we're heating up water for cooking purposes, which is of course mutter because of eichel nefesh. Then, instead of heating up a small pot, mutter l'chachem afil yorik daily, you could heat up a large pot. First, fill up the entire pot with water, and then put it on the flame. Not the other way, that you have the pot with water and then add warm water for bathing purposes. But if we're dealing with a situation where the child is unfortunately not well, then we could, through a nochri, heat up water. One may not create fire, both from a stone, from glass, whether from a match, all of that is asur. And of course, we know that the Paiskim have all agreed that one may not put on electricity on Yontif, one may not make electricity higher on Yontif or lower on Yontif. Touching electricity is to be avoided. We're not allowed to strike a match on Yontif, but to take an existing fire and put the match next to the existing fire, and that way the match will get lit, that is mutter. Sif lamabez enos mugmer. We're not allowed to make mugmer, tana lefaza mina b'som al gecholim, to spread out spices on top of coals, bein l'ariach, whether the purpose is for incense, for to bring a fragrance to the home, bein l'gaber b'ayis l'kelim, or to have that fragrance absorbed by your clothing or different vessels. The ksiv l'chol nefesh, as we keep on repeating, the only thing that's mutter and yontif for l'chol nefesh is a dov hashav l'chol nefesh, something that everybody use, bein dov hashav l'chol nefesh. Av mugmer, this type of situation, and in the tzrikalem fenokim and menogim, most people don't need to have mugmer on their clothing, etc. In terms of smoking a cigarette, and even if there are paiskim, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is going to identify, who were more lenient, the reason they were lenient was in earlier times, the feeling was that cigarettes were actually healthy, and therefore smoking a cigarette was a davar shavu l'chol nefesh, because everybody wants to be healthy through smoking. Now that, of course, we know that cigarette smoking is actually not healthy, it's actually quite dangerous. Therefore, you don't have the davar shavu l'chol nefesh. On the contrary, it's just the opposite. And that's why many paiskim suggest that there's no heter to smoke. Even those that are more lenient are only lenient on the second day of Yontif, besides the second day of Rosh Hashanah. But the majority of Paiskim try to suggest one should avoid smoking on Yontif. One should try to avoid smoking during the week as well. If the Gamla Makilim, if one is being lenient, one should not use a piece of lit paper or a coal to light the cigarette. Mishum shigazarkam al aretz, when you throw that piece of paper or that coal onto the ground, nasa kibuy, you're doing extinguishing. And therefore, even if you're lighting with a match, where you took a match and lit it from a candle, you have to be most careful not to put it down in a way that it be considered that you're doing kibuy. You're allowed to light the match, as we said a few moments ago, from an existing fire, but there are many that suggest that one should not use candles that are lit in the shul, because candles that are lit in the shul are lit to cover the Beis HaKnesses, and therefore one may not use that for that purposes. One who lights his cigarette this way could easily come to extinguish it, because that's what he does during the week. If there are words, letters on the cigarette with cipher, and by smoking you cause them, then there's a new issur, that you're causing that those letters and words should get erased. And therefore, some suggest that you should only smoke in the cigarette up to the place where there are letters. Others suggest that maybe you should cross out the letters from before Yontif. Others are more lenient because they consider this mechikish like a darko. It's not a normal fashion of erasing. tzarach lahadlik mushal heves. As we said, you should light the cigarette from an existing fire. V'gam l'ein l'ash m'tach kli chadosh. One should not use a new pipe on yontif. Gam os lachtas a tikkun b'yontif. One is not allowed to cut the tobacco on yontif. V'nira, the hu adin the os lahasa as a tzoivis minute cigarette. You should be careful with the stubble, with the ash from the cigarette, not to touch it, and be careful not to shake it off in a way that you will be doing kibui.